final score. Georgia Southern falls to the Cajuns 56-54. Joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, this is one that after a tough start in the first quarter, team really responded well in the second quarter. What was the biggest change that you felt in that second quarter for Georgia Southern?
We turned up our defensive intensity, and we're able to knock down some shots, which got our momentum back going and flowing. So defensive intensity turns into offense execution.
It was a crazy game, a lot of stoppages in play. What is the biggest part of the message to the team of continuing to fight through everything that this team has really gone through this week?
Yeah, it's about perseverance. I'm just going to be quite frank. I am not happy with what went down with this clock here, because we're a momentum team. We're a tempo team, and so for it to continue to stop our tempo, definitely not pleased with that. But, you know, that's life. Life throws you some lemons, so we tried to make lemonade out of it, but it kind of stopped us from our pressing game, from our flowing game. We felt like we were getting in their legs and getting them tired, and that allowed them to rest a little bit.
15 points coming from Deja Holmes, 5 first half threes again from Deja, did the same thing against ULM on Thursday and was really a big spark in that second quarter for you guys.
Yeah, Deja, like we saw at ULM, Deja can flat out shoot the basketball. You know, I wish that last shot would have went in, but she was a little bit in her head. But we had an opportunity to win it. So as ugly as the game was, we still had an opportunity to win it down the stretch.
What does it say about this team being able to fill in for some of the holes that you had today? A tough night for Taryn Ward, just 1 point tonight. Maya Burns with 4 points, all coming from the free throw line. But a game where you had a couple of different opportunities to win it at the end. What does it say about the resiliency of this team and really the team basketball mindset?
Yeah, just it goes to show just how deep we are. You know, to be down 20, your top three scorers, which is Taryn, Maya, and Janiyah, had, you know, tough shooting nights. And to only lose by two, it tells you, you know, we have depth. And we can come out and play with anybody, with anyone on our roster.
You'll have to go into the Sun Belt Conference Tournament next week, as it looks like now the 7th seed in the Sun Belt Tournament. What's the biggest thing the next couple of days as you travel down to Pensacola to get ready for the tourney?
Hopefully the plane gets us there in time. you know, just rest and focus on whoever we got in the tournament. You know, I'm a big believer in God makes no mistakes. So if it's the 7th seed that's going to win us a championship, it's the 7th seed.
Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Once again, that's Eagle head coach Anita Howard, and that will wrap things up for us. 56-54, Louisiana tops Georgia Southern in a crazy game here from historic E.K. Lom Gymnasium. We will continue with the Ford Locker Room wrap-up as we set the sights for Pensacola when we come back right after this on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.